كردستان که آزاد در مخل و دموقرات هر قشی با ولاد راد
Heineken, 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 Heine kuştu mühellum dümün anna Haydi gün ayn ayn gün anna Kuştu
mühellum dümün anna
Thank you, Silvia, for taking time after this already more than 1 hour talk. So you were thanking us in the beginning of your talk for coming and appreciating the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And we were feeling that too, that something did happen also on our way here, like this collective coming to the talk. And we saw all the people on the train. And so you said, there was something happening.
Yes.
What did you mean by that? Or did you also have expectations of us?
Yeah, well, you know, my response came from different places. One is that I've been in Zurich before and I've given talks. And this was a new response. You know, and I always had, you know, talks with feminists and other places. But I never seen so many people. And particularly on a day like today, with the rain, with the cold, this was amazing. So it's not just me. I've written more books, people know me more. But I think, I feel, there's obviously activities that are taking place, there's something. In the back of my mind, there is the realization, as I go around and I talk to people and I go to different places, that I think there is a generalized unhappiness, there is a generalized realization that something has to change. I mean, just we are living on the edge of crisis. We are living on an emergency. We are the lucky one who are not having to abandon our homes, like we have seen in Maui, losing everything we have. And like, I'm taking Maui now because it's so symbolic of everything that is happening. You know, the destruction caused not so much by climate change in abstract, but caused by tourism, entire fields that have been destroyed because of building hotels, building golf fields, water, agriculture that has disappeared, water that is being manipulated by the hotel business, etc. So it's very clear, the whole story of commercialization of life that has been behind. And of course, so this is not an exceptional. In the United States, half of America was experiencing really unprecedented situation, condition. At the same time, migrants are dying at the border. There are horrible things. There is a small subterranean genocide against migrant people at the border in the United States. In these open air prisons in Texas and Arizona, where people were exposed with their family to 100 to 45 degrees, 50 degrees all day in the sun without protection. Migrants dying in Mediterranean, exactly. Migrants dying in the desert, in Libya. Yeah. I think there is a generalized understanding that from so many in terms of labor, precarization of labor, precarization of life, that this system is destructive. That the future can be catastrophic. Then the new generation, the children we bring into this world. I think all of this now, it might be expressed in more or less sophisticated political ways. But I think that the feeling, the things have to change. The things have to change. They're wanting something different. I think it's very deep. I mean, I'm old. I've been in different movements for a long time. And there was a time we had to fight to convince people that this system is rotten. The capitalism has to go. Now, I don't have to do that work anymore. It's there. The question is how to do it. The question is, you know, what kind of struggle, what kind of organization, how to create common grounds, how to overcome the division, how to struggle within a system that has become scientifically expert in dividing people, in creating different misery on a differential basis. So you're always lucky that you're not at the bottom. So I think this, all of this is in the background of my mind. People know that something has to change. This perhaps is the difference, what is bringing people to want something. Not just because of Federici, but because people want something. Are looking for answer, are looking for contact, are looking for sharing.
In your talk, you were also talking about comments. And we are from Radio Laura, which is a community radio and which celebrates also 40 years of anniversary, also the feminist editorial. So we wanted to ask you if you see radio also as a media, as a form of common. Oh,
absolutely, absolutely. Radio is a very, 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 very important, and especially for women. Women, you can listen to the radio while doing domestic work. You can listen to the radio while you're cooking, while you're cleaning, while you're... I'm not saying that that's what women have to do, but I'm saying that women radio is... The radio has been a friend of women. Unfortunately, so often, you know, the radio is the voice of the master. So it's very important that we have communal radios. It's very important that we have radio where people can speak by, you know, hear voices that come, you know, speaking from the same place where. So I'm very happy that you have a communal radio. I know in Latin America, communal radios have been very, very important, you know, and it's a breath of fresh air. It's a moment of learning. It's a moment of contact. So please do it. Please keep doing it. Yes. So yeah, I'm wherever I go, I want to know what is the key issues. You know, we know the broad issues. The broad issue, but what are something? There is always something that is motivating people. Now in Zurich, what are the issues that you are confronting? What are the, you know, when you are on a day-to-day basis?
Radia.
Con micrófono y megáfono en mano, derrumbando el patriarcado.
Mikrofon ve megafonla patriarkaya karşı.
Mit Mikrofon und Megafon gegen das Patriarchat.
Mikrofon eta megafonetatik sistema patriarkala irauli eta suntxitu arte.
Radia fights patriarchy with megaphones and microphones.
Bil mikrofon dat nizam el abawi.
Mikrofonima komentarishemo i izazivamo patriarchalni sistem.
De mikrofon nu combaton e desafion le sistem patriarcal.
Col mikrofono e il megafono contro il patriarcato.
So I'll switch to English now. We are very happy to welcome you to this Talking on Water with Silvia
Federici. Es freut mich sehr, euch alle willkommen zu heißen, diesen Talk von Silvia Federici. Wir sind sehr zufrieden und glücklich, dass sie hier ist. Angefangen haben wir mit diesen Gesprächsrunden im Jahr 2018. Damals dachten wir, dass es wichtig ist, dem künstlerischen Programm einen Kontext zu geben. Wir wollten nicht prominente Perspektiven in den Vordergrund.
We started with a very much post-colonial discourse with Felvin Saar and then moved on from there to ecological topics.
Übrigens, wir haben mit Herrn Fabian Saar begonnen mit einem postkolonialen Thema. Dann sind wir zu anderen Themen übergegangen, Antirassismus beispielsweise. Und im letzten Jahr dann auch kam die feministische Perspektive zum Zug. Und es freut uns sehr, dass Silvia Federici heute hier bei uns ist, in der Kälte oder Nässe zumindest. Herzlich willkommen.
I would like. I would like to thank the team. I would like to thank Lea Löb und Fatrina Appergaus for making this possible.
Bedanken möchte ich mich in erster Linie bei unserem Team, Frau Löb und Appergaus, für die Organisation.
The evening will be hosted by Anna Sobral, who has been connected to this series.
Anna Sobral wird unsere Moderatorin sein. Sie ist von Anfang an Teil dieser Serie von Talks. Sie hat mit Studenten eine Veranstaltung gemacht an der Universität, als sie noch Assistenzprofessorin war für globale Literatur in Englisch. Sie hat nicht nur mit Literatur auseinandergesetzt, sondern auch mit Pop und anderen Bereichen der postkolonialen Forschung. Und wir hatten sie in den letzten Jahren schon öfter dabei und sie wird die Anmoderation machen. Vielen Dank.
Yeah, good afternoon to everyone. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you to everyone who waited in the rain to make it inside. I feel a very warm atmosphere.
Ils ne sont pas tendres pour leurs épouses et quand il faut savent les corriger. Un seul soupçon de leur âme jalouse et les rôdeurs sont prêts à se venger. Tandis qu'ils font à Berthe, à Léonore, un madrigal en vers de leur façon. Un brave agent de son talon sonore souligne la chanson. Valse brune des chevaliers de la lune que la lumière importune et qui recherchent un coin noir. C'est la valse brune des chevaliers de la lune, chacun avec sa chacune la danse le soir. Quand le rôdeur dans la nuit part en chasse et qu'à la gorge il saisit un passant, les bons amis pour que tout bruit s'efface, non loin de lui chantent en s'enlaçant. Tandis qu'il pille un logis magnifique ou d'un combat qu'il sait sortir vainqueur, les bons bourgeois grisés par la musique murmurent tous en chœur. C'est la valse brune chevaliers de la lune que la lumière importune et qui recherchent un coin noir. C'est la valse brune des chevaliers de la lune, chacun avec sa chacune la danse de soi.
Madame Arthur est une femme qui fit parler d'elle longtemps, sans journaux, sans rien, sans réclame. Elle eut une foule d'amants, chacun voulait être aimé d'elle, chacun la courtisait. Pourquoi? C'est que sans être vraiment belle, elle avait un je ne sais quoi. Madame Arthur est une femme qui fit parler d'elle longtemps, sans journaux, sans rien, sans réclame. Elle eut une foule d'amants. Madame Arthur est une femme qui fit parler d'elle longtemps. Sa taille était fort ordinaire, ses yeux petits, mais sémillants. Son nez retroussé, sa voix claire, ses pieds cambrés et frétillants. Bref, en regardant sa figure, rien ne vous mettait en émoi. Mais par derrière, sa tournure promettait un je ne sais quoi. Madame Arthur est une femme qui fit parler d'elle longtemps. ses amants lui restaient fidèles. C'est elle qui les renvoyait. Elle aimait les ardeurs nouvelles. Un vieil amour lui déplaisait. Et chacun le chagrin dans l'âme de son cœur, n'ayant plus l'emploi, disait.
Well, 7 minutes come for with megahertz.
Thank you, Sylvia, for taking time after this already more than 1 hour talk. So you were thanking us in the beginning of your talk for coming and appreciating the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And we were feeling that too, that something did happen also on our way here, like this collective coming to the talk. And we saw all the people on the train. And so you said there was something happening.
Yes.
What did you mean by that? Or did you also have expectations of us?
Yeah, well, you know, my response came from different places. One is that I've been in Zurich before and I've given talks. And this was a new response. You know, and I always had, you know, talks with feminists and other places. But I never seen so many people. And particularly on a day like today, with the rain, with the cold, this was amazing. So it's not just me. I've written more books, people know me more. But I think, I feel, there's obviously activities that are taking place, there's something. In the back of my mind, there is the realization, as I go around and I talk to people and I go to different places, that I think there is a generalized unhappiness, there is a generalized realization that something has to change. I mean, just we are living on the edge of crisis. We are living on an emergency. We are the lucky ones who are not having to abandon our homes, like we have seen in Maui, losing everything we have. And like, I'm taking Maui now because it's so symbolic of everything that is happening. You know, the destruction caused not so much by climate change in abstract, but caused by tourism, entire fields that have been destroyed because of building hotels, building golf fields, water, agriculture that has disappeared, water that has been manipulated by the hotel business, etc. So it's very clear, the whole story of commercialization of life that has been behind. And of course, so this is not an exceptional. In the United States, half of America was experiencing really unprecedented situation, condition. At the same time, migrants are dying at the border. They're horrible things. There's a small subterranean genocide against migrant people at the border in the United States. In these open air prisons in Texas and Arizona, where people were exposed with their family to 100 to 45 degrees, 50 degrees all day in the sun without protection. Migrants dying in Mediterranean, except migrants dying in the desert, in Libya. Here. I think there is a generalized understanding that from so many in terms of labor, precarization of labor, precarization of life, that this system is destructive. That the future can be catastrophic. Then the new generation, the children we bring into this world. I think all of this now, it might be expressed in more or less sophisticated political ways. But I think that people's, the feeling, the things have to change. the things have to change. They're wanting something different. I think it's very deep. I'm old. I've been in different movements for a long time. And there was a time we had to fight to convince people that this system is rotten, that capitalism has to go. Now, I don't have to do that work anymore. It's there. The question is how to do it. The question is, you know, what kind of struggle, what kind of organization, how to create common grounds, how to overcome the division, how to struggle within a system that has become scientifically expert in dividing people, in creating different misery on a differential basis. So you're always lucky that you're not at the bottom. So I think this, all of this is in the background of my mind. People know that something has to change. This perhaps is the difference, what is bringing people to want something. Not just because of Federici, but because people want something. Are looking for answer, are looking for contact, are looking for sharing.
In your talk, you were also talking about comments. And we are from Radio Laura, which is a community radio and which celebrates also 40 years of anniversary, also the feminist editorial. So we wanted to ask you if you see radio also as a media, as a form of common.
Oh, absolutely. Radio is a very, very important, and especially for women. Women, you can listen to the radio while doing domestic work. You can listen to the radio while you're cooking, while you're cleaning, while you're... I'm not saying that that's what women have to do, but I'm saying that women radio is... The radio has been a friend of women. Unfortunately, so often, you know, the radio is the voice of the master. So it's very important that we have communal radios. It's very important that we have radio where people can speak by, you know, hear voices that come, you know, speaking from the same place where. So I'm very happy that you have a communal radio. I know in Latin America, communal radios have been very, very important, you know, and it's a breath of fresh air. It's a moment of learning. It's a moment of contact. So please do it. Please keep doing it. Yes. So yeah, I'm wherever I go, I want to know what is the key issues. You know, we know the broad issues, but what are something? There is always something that is motivating people. Now in Zurich, what are the issues that you are confronting? What are the, you know, when you are on a day-to-day basis?
Radia.
Con micrófono y megáfono en mano, derrumbando el patriarcado.
Mikrofon ve megafonla patriarkaya karşı.
Mit Mikrofon und Megafon gegen das Patriarchat.
Mikrofono eta megafonetatik, sistema patriarkala irauli eta suntxitu arte.
Radia fights patriarchy with megaphones and microphones.
Bil mikrofon dhe të nizam el ebevi.
Mikrofonima komentarishemo i izazivamo patriarchalni sistem.
De mikrofon nu kombaton e desafion le sistem patriarchal.
Col mikrofono e il megafono contro il patriarcato.
So I'll switch to English now. We are very happy to welcome you to this Talking auf, on Water with Silvia
Federici. Es freut mich sehr, euch alle willkommen zu heißen. Diesen Talk von Silvia Federici. Wir sind sehr zufrieden und glücklich, dass sie hier ist. Angefangen haben wir mit diesen Gesprächsrunden im Jahr 2018. Damals dachten wir, dass es wichtig ist, dem künstlerischen Programm einen Kontext zu geben. Wir wollten nicht prominente Perspektiven in den Vordergrund.
We started with a very much post-colonial discourse with Felvin Saar, And then moved on from there to ecological topics.
Übrigens, wir haben mit Herrn Fabian Saar begonnen, mit einem postkolonialen Thema. Dann sind wir zu anderen Themen übergegangen, Antirassismus beispielsweise. Und im letzten Jahr dann auch kam die feministische Perspektive zum Zug. Und es freut uns sehr, dass Sie dafür